I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this week we have lots of stuff, which I'm glad about, because sometimes there isn't any stuff, and there's nothing to talk about, and I just kind of look bored, and that's no fun at all. So, we have stuff, and we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. So, as I said, we have stuff. Now, this first item, which, by the way, the items are derived from the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen, which you can see for yourself, and I don't even have to read it to you. I could save some time that way. But anyway, this first item is awesome. It is about the Raspberry Pi 2. That's right, 2. Not the A, not the B, the 2. And that is six times faster than the Raspberry Pi B, which is the one that I have, is the B, which is good. That's like second generation. This is like third generation. But here's the thing. It's six times faster. It has, and it's still $35. See, that's the amazing thing. It has not gone up in price, and yet it has a quad-core chip and double the memory of the B. Dude. Okay? The Pi 2, or Raspberry Pi 2 Model B, to give its full name, retains the form factor as its predecessor, the Pi Model B Plus board, to ensure backwards compatibility with add-ons, accessories, online tutorials, and the like. Now, let me give you a little more detail. The Pi 2's core, which is hard to say, is a 900 megahertz quad processor ARM Cortex A7. Cool. Which should deliver a 6x performance jump on the current top of the line Pi, the aforementioned Model B, which only arrived last summer and itself was an upgrade to the original Model B. I should have said Model A, it was actually Model B. This is the B Plus, so I was wrong. Anyway, they go from a single ARM 11 core to a quad-core ARM Cortex A7. It also goes from 512 meg of memory to a gig of memory on board. Dude. So that's going to be fun. Now, the other interesting news that came with this announcement was that Microsoft is going to have a Windows 10 that will run on this Pi 2 processor. So literally, you could have Windows 10 running on your Raspberry Pi $35 computer. Pretty cool, huh? So that bears some interesting possibilities. Next item is a personal reflection on my part on the demise of Radio Shack. Yes, Radio Shack has filed for bankruptcy and is going to be closing their stores. Now, here's what I said in the old blog. A little personal note. I was kind of sad this week to hear that Radio Shack would be closing. Radio Shack was one of my favorite stores growing up. It had all kinds of cool electronics that I loved to stare at and drool over. I can remember desperately wanting a Radio Shack computer growing up, but they were just so expensive I couldn't afford them. We're talking about, you know, basically the entry level one was $2,400. And as a kid, I didn't have $2,400 laying around. Matter of fact, I still don't have $2,400 laying around. Just to be straight. Anyway, then later on, I ended up buying a Radio Shack color computer with 4K of memory. Of course, I immediately maxed it out to 16K of memory. Yeah. I learned to program in BASIC on that computer and became a champion of a game called Starfire, posting my high score to Color Computing Magazine. Those were the days. Yes. I actually had a picture of my screen after I, you know, got way beyond what anybody else had done, and I sent them the picture and they actually posted, printed, whatever, in the magazine. At that time, my screen, dude, I was, you know, basically kind of a minor celebrity there in the color computing world for a moment. Anyway, now it appears that Radio Shack may sell half its stores to Sprint and then close the rest. Apparently competition from Walmart and other big box stores pushed it into bankruptcy. I can't help but feel that an era is over with the demise of Radio Shack. You know, a lot of people don't even remember that a Radio Shack was a shack that a ham radio operator worked in, played in, whatever. Anyway, that's the origin of Radio Shack. So, my first real job that I ever had, at least in terms of corporate type job, was working at Radio Shack. The manager at the time begged me to stay after I'd taken a job at Christmas that was supposed to be part-time. I went on to work there for a year or two, eventually ending up at the Thomasville, North Carolina store that used to be at Southgate Shopping Center. Anyway, all of this just reminded me of times long ago when Radio Shack was a big deal. So, I'll miss you, Radio Shack. Sniff. Anyway, a little remembrance of Radio Shack. Next item, Kano. A great Raspberry Pi-based kit computer. Now, I say here in the article, I wish I had one of these growing up. Now, of course, back when I was growing up, there were no computer kits of any kind. But at any rate, and also wish I had one for my son Ben when he was younger, because with this kit, you not only build a computer, but you follow, it's like a little storybook. You follow through the book and it tells a story as you build the computer. So, you know, we're talking young children here, but it's cool. Now, this uses the Raspberry Pi Model B, which is the 700 megahertz CPU and 512 meg of memory, okay? But it comes with a keyboard, it comes with a speaker, it comes with a case, it's got the whole deal. And the manuals, as I said, are a storybook. You power up your personal computer with a speaker, you snap together the system, you draw power from two secret ports, choose carefully, then raise the roof. Anyway, the keyboard is your magic wand. Type overhand or hold it game controller style. Navigate nimbly with an integrated touchpad and independent click buttons. Wireless two ways, USB RF for your Kano and Bluetooth for the world. Kano OS, an open source OS for exploration, creation, and play. Code mountains in Minecraft and power-ups in Pong. Pong. Synth music and string video. Dive into the command line. Invent something new. It comes with an SD card preloaded with the OS. And many other things. And a case, transparent case. Stickers so you can decorate your kit, your house, or your parents while they're asleep. I kid you not, that's what it says. Cables. Connect the screen with HDMI. Power up with a mini USB. Ships with a global plug. Wi-Fi. Get connected with a dongle that configures seamlessly with simple setup. Ships free to most countries for $149.99. That's the whole kit, keyboard, everything for $149. Dude, it's pretty cool. All right, next item. Twitter will soon be searchable in Google. In other words, all your Twitterings, your tweets, will be searchable in Google. Is that a good thing? I say probably, or maybe I should have said maybe. It depends on what your tweets are. Okay, there's some tweets out there I don't think we need to know about. But anyway, Twitter has struck a deal with Google to make its 140-character updates more searchable online. In the first half of this year, tweets will start to be visible in Google search results as soon as they're posted, thanks to a deal giving the web company access to Twitter's firehose. The stream of data generated by the microblogging service's 284 million users. So you got 284 million users that are typing tweets, and they will be searchable by Google. Yes. Hopefully their tweets are more interesting than mine. Anyway, a live-action Zelda on Netflix. Next item. Supposedly, a live-action Zelda show is being developed for Netflix. They're billing it as a Game of Thrones for the whole family. Okay. Will the Zelda franchise work on the small screen? I know a lot of gamers that sure hope so. But it also has the possibility of being very lame. I guess we will see what occurs with that. Okay. Anyway, whoa! He snuck one in there. Oh man, that is, of course, the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Space Sniffer. I love these names they come up with for the programs they write. This is Erdzo Software Space Sniffer. It's actually quite a cool program, even if it does have a slightly weird name. Space Sniffer is a freeware disk space analyzer for Windows that makes use of the tree map concept to view the current disk usage. It's really handy for checking your drive and finding if there's anything in there that you can afford to get rid of. Okay? So, and it's really cool. And I know a lot of you say, well, what about WinderSync? You know, that does a good job too. Well, yes, but this has a lot more features. And it's still free. It's freeware. And you don't have to install it. It's actually an executable that is a standalone executable, so you don't even have to install it. You just run it, boom, and you see a visual representation of your disk drive, which is pretty cool. It does so many things. There's just a lot to say about it. So it basically says if you're a system administrator and advanced user, you can search for specific files using filters. You can even combine multiple filters. You can tag certain files to keep track of examined files, exclude tagged files, etc. You can customize this program in many ways, although the tips and tricks section doesn't list many of them. There are many other options included. I can't list them all, he says in his article. So check it out. Erdzo Software. I can't even pronounce the company. Space Sniffer. Check it out. You'll probably like it a lot. Okay, now if you are a Chromecast user, as am I have a Chromecast. It's really handy. You can do so many things with it. I've told you before about all the things you can do with Chromecast that they don't hardly ever talk about, which is awesome. Well, Google has decided that for Valentine's Day, they're going to give you some special rewards if you're a Chromecast user. Okay? So if you have a Chromecast, here's the thing. You got to have a Chromecast. You got to have it set up, hooked to your TV. You've got to be able to access it from your computer on your LAN. Okay? You do all that. You click on this link. It will go out and look and check to make sure you have a Chromecast. Okay? Then you will get rewards. Now, the rewards apparently are being added to, but when I did it, here's what I got. A Valentine's Day movie rental with $6 of Google Play credit. That's pretty cool. Epix presents the Road to the NHL Winter Classic. That's the National Hockey League. Watch new series with Epix free trial. See where it all started. The first X-Men movie courtesy of Google Play. You get that for free. Get three free months. Boy, that's hard to say. 3 free months of Drama Fever Premium. Yes. Get 90 days of unlimited music free from Google Play. Now, I'm already a Google Play subscriber, which means I can listen to all of their music anytime, anywhere, etc. Well, this is 90 days of that service free. These are all rewards that you get for being a Chromecast user. So check them out. The link, the aforementioned link, is cast.google.com/Chromecast/offers. Or I have a handy link right here in the blog. Okie doke. So check that out. If you're a Chromecast user, dude, I mean, this is a no-brainer. Free $6 just to rent a movie. I mean, that alone is worth it. Okay? And the thing only originally cost $35 or so. So, I mean, you're getting like an instant discount, kind of, sort of, for Valentine's Day. Yes, spreading the love. So anyway, that's it for this week. Join us next time. Remember, until then, that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto.